Section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
Jesus ain't gone. He's just in jail. A little detour, a one-way trip, landed in a holding cell. You know the Lord walked everywhere he went. Well, he was crucified, some think he's alive. But to me, that dog won't tread. Jesus ain't gone, he's just in
motherfuckers, how do? Welcome to the White Trash Revival. This is episode 58. Let me crack one open. Cheers, motherfuckers. Cheers. All right, got a great show lined up for yins today. I opened it up with Chip Hanna and the Berlin 3 with the song Jesus Ain't Gone off of their CD, Old South Jamboree. Now, Chip Hanna started off as a drummer for U.S. Bombs and One Man Army, and he now plays drums for U.S. Bombs occasionally. He also sang lead vocals and played snare drum for Busted Hearts out of Phoenix, Arizona. And this project he's doing now, Chip Hanna and the Berlin 3, they're based out of Germany. And he also has members from Mad Sin in this group. How awesome is that? Mad Sin is fucking huge in the psychobilly scene. Well, needless to say, Chip's also a trained stuntman. Professional. And he works as a gunfighter at Rawhide Western Town in Chandler, Arizona. How awesome is that? I work part-time as a lot lizard at Buster's Truck Stop on Route 68 in Urbana, Ohio. Motherfuckers need service, you come see me. Well, I got a good show lined up for y'all. I got a interview with Heinrich 13 of Heinrich 13 and the Doublegrass Pickers. And this interview's done by none other than Karen, the Queen of White Trash. And, might I add, this interview took place in Germany. So, you'll enjoy it because she is a way better interviewer than me. That's right. And I have a CD review off Big Jugs, their new CD, which is called It's Okay. And we'll do the CD review at the end of the show. So, how about we just go ahead and get in this first set? And if you motherfuckers stop listening now, I will carve a fuck hole in your torso. How would you like that? First set. For those of you in the Ohio area looking for a tattoo or a piercing, check out Evolve Body Art. They have two locations on the OSU campus, 1880 North High Street for piercings and tattoos, 1906 North High Street for tattoos only. You can reach them at 614-421-4444 or 614-291-1505. Evolve Body Art provides their clients with a safe, clean, friendly, and professional environment. The extensive jewelry selection includes implant-grade titanium, handcrafted organics, semi-precious stones, 14-karat gold, and many one-of-a-kind pieces. The highly qualified piercing staff are all members of the Association of Professional Piercers. And the very talented tattoo artists have their work recognized and published nationally and internationally. Evolve is conveniently located at 1880 and 1906 North High Street on the Ohio State University campus and is open from noon to 11 p.m. 7 days a week. Stop by any day for a tour of the shop and leave with a little something special to brighten your day. And be sure to tell them folks at Evolve Body Art that Donnie fucking Cash from the White Trash Revival radio show sent ya. Motherfucker!
God lost faith in man. He sent a flood. This time he sent what you see outside.
She was a playground princess back when we used to dream. I was a swing set assassin, full of juvenile schemes. With these clothes picked by my mother, handed down from my big brother, and I kept my hands folded till the day I turned 13. Well, then we'll listen to the Beatles, 'cause that's what you're told to do.
when you're young and empty and you haven't got a clue. With a white album from my mother and rubber sole from my big brother. And don't question Mr. Lennon, boy, 'cause he gave his life for you. My hair and I dyed it black while my friends were getting stoned. And I wrapped myself up in black flag and flew it as my own. Yeah, my poor worried mother with the phone calls to my brother. But in the end, punk rock just left me empty and alone. Now I'm fear and loathing on a Sunday afternoon. Well, I drink enough to be Catholic, but the morning comes too soon. With a phone call from my mother and the advice from my brother, that Jesus is just another word for nothing left to lose.
Well, that was a kick-ass fucking set if I've ever heard one. All right, we started off with the Dead String Brothers with You Look Like the Devil. And that's off their CD, Silver Mountain. And they belong to the Bloodshot Records alum. That's right. And we followed it up with Bob and the Bare Bones with There She Is. There she is, yes. Husky neat and all. And it's off his CD, Swampadelic. And Bob comes from my home state, Ohio. I believe he's from Cleveland. That's right, Cleveland, as in the Cleveland Steamers. And we ended the set with Two Cow Garage with Swing Set Assassin. That's off their Speaking in Cursive CD. And them boys are from Columbus, Ohio, my home state. And they have shared the stage with many, many motherfuckers, must I say. Please hold while I take a sip of this Steel Reserve. Oh, that is so nasty, but yet so good. More bang for your buck when you buy that high-gravity lager. All right. Well, last night I got called by Dogbite Harris, and he did a little interview for Dogwater Radio. If you folks ain't hip to that podcast, get over there and check it out, because, you know, Dogbite Harris is a great fucking artist, and he does a podcast. So, you know he's going to know his shit. And let's see here. I got a lot of shit coming up, folks. A lot of shit, you know. Later in the show, well, soon, should I say, I'm having Karen, the Queen of White Trash, interviewing Heinrich. And I got a couple more interviews coming up that she has done for me. You know, we're going to have Bob Log 3 on the show. Couple more. I'm going to go down September 1st and hang out with Leroy Virgil in Hellbound Glory. And then September 17th, I'm going to the Hang 3 show, and it's going to be a real good fucking time. I'll be pretty busy here. And probably the old lady will put me in the doghouse, since she likes to keep that short collar, or short leash on me, should I say. But, yeah.
Yeah, motherfucker, yeah!
I don't sound monotone, do I? Like that motherfucker on Ferris Bueller? Bueller. Mueller. Bueller. Fuck that. I'm full of fucking pizzazz. Right or wrong? Actually, who gives a fuck? I'm going to crack one open. Cheers! All right, we're going to get into a little Jerry Lee Lewis. You know, the killer. And then we'll get into the interview with Heinrich. How about that? We'll start it off early.
Bitches!
Woo-hoo! Ooh, I'm pushed at the end, ain't I?
Got a woman mean as she can be.
When did you become interested in the music that you play? At what point? I mean, what were you listening to growing up, or how did this...
Yeah, it started like, when I was young, all these American movies, and I think we have more American movies on German TV than German movies. Yeah, and there's always country music in it. Like the, you see the shirt? The Fall Guy, You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And the intro theme, one of my favorite songs when I was a child.
Really?
Yeah. Or the movie Convoy.
Oh.
With Chris Christopherson.
C.W. McCall, that's
yeah,
that song. Okay.
One of my favorite songs when I was a child. And then my father listened to Johnny Cash, and I had some Hank Williams at home, and some German country band called Truck Stop.
Okay.
That's not a really good band, but it was okay as a child. Yeah, I always liked that music. But when I was like 15, I more became the metal guy and starting a metal band.
Okay.
I also got a CD for you.
Okay,
yeah.
Great. So why do you think that metal is something that it's like a phase people go through? Because Bob Wayne kind of talked about that too, that he had a bit of interest in country music when he was a child, and then, you know, hit adolescence and fell in love with metal, did something with that, but then moved beyond it. I mean, do you feel like it was, how do you feel like metal fit into that equation for you?
I think it's because metal is like overflooded, can I say it like that?
Mm-hmm.
It became a lot more commercial than in the last 20 years, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and on the other side, you can't do metal alone with your guitar at home, you know? You pick up an acoustic guitar and sing a song. You can do that alone.
Right, okay. So when did you start playing guitar?
Yeah, when I was 14 or 15.
Okay.
But I never did practice a lot. I was always the rhythm guitarist, never a lead guitarist or something. But I learned a lot more when I started the country stuff then. Yeah, and I wanted to do that country stuff for a long time. I always said when I'm turning 50, I'm doing a country band. Yeah, but somehow, yeah, when I turned 30,
okay,
then I started the country band.
So how did you get connected? You said that you have opened for Bob Wayne, and what did you call that? Outlaw meets, or wait.
Rebel meets Bemble.
Bemble?
Yeah, Bemble is something mostly known here in the Frankfurt area. It's a jug for apple wine. Yeah, and you see it everywhere here.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we call the shows, because they're all around here. Rebel meets Bemble.
Okay.
Yeah, and Bob Wayne, I was on his MySpace phase. MySpace page.
Mm-hmm.
And he wrote, he's playing everywhere. Just write a mail. Yeah. We only need a working power outlet and we play everywhere. So I wrote him a mail and that's how it started. 2009, August. Now he was here the second time with the string band. We had Joe Buck here, we had JB Beverly here. Cletus Gutshot is coming. How are they called? The Fabulous Bandits from Brazil.
No, I don't.
They wanted to come. They're pretty famous there. They also have a video on MTV there.
Okay, I'll look them up.
And they're really big Hank 3 fans, covering a lot of stuff. Yeah, but they also canceled the tour and they want to come in January now or something like that.
Okay, and so your band opens for them?
Yeah, we always open. Only a short set, yeah, because...
And in your town, which is called, what's the name of the town?
Wolfersheim. Like Wolf's Home.
Okay.
At the wild and crazy night, it started low and lit up high. I drank too much and I smoked enough. Oh man, this night was rough. And now my headache is killing me. Growing up is the way to be. I cannot move, not even raise my head. Another day wasted in my bed. So drown. Oh, oh, I'm hungover. Oh, I'm so down. Another weekend has passed, and I partied like it was my last. I raced hell, had lots of fun, but today I miss some. Someone who cares if you're alive. Someone who cries if you die. Someone who's there when you feel alone. But there's no one here to hear me moan. Oh, oh, I'm hungover. Oh, oh, I was so drowned. the ground. Oh, oh, I'm on over. Oh, I'm so down.
You have this relationship with Bob Wayne that started really through MySpace?
Yeah.
Okay. And why Bob Wayne? What attracted you to his music?
I don't know how that way really went. I found Hank 3's mm-hmm. someday on the web. Yeah, and somehow through his pages and stuff, I found Bob Wayne. Can't remember that really.
Okay.
Yeah, but we had a lot of fun with him. He was there with Pat Brown, mm-hmm. Dan Infecto, and Uncle Buck, the fiddle player.
Right.
Yeah, and they stayed like 3 days at my house, and we had barbecue, and they had a few days off after that show.
Okay, great.
It was that tour when they were around here with Hank.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a great time. It was really fun. I could ask a lot of things. We were starting with a country band there, and our bass player started playing bass, yeah, like a year ago.
Okay.
And then Infecto taught him so much how to slap it and stuff. And
oh, really?
We all also recorded a video, like a teaching video for
did
a bass
you?
Player. Yeah, it was really funny.
Now, that style of stand-up slap bass is not played here. Normally, there's not like any kind of folk tradition
No, not really. But we have a lot of rockabilly bands here too and stuff.
Do you? Okay.
But we came straight from the metal to the country. And I never saw a dobro like 3 years ago or something.
Really?
The first time I saw a dobro.
Okay.
I already knew the sound of it, but mm-hmm. I didn't know what it looked like.
Right.
And then we taught us all that stuff.
You taught yourselves?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, how did the two of you get together? How did your band come about?
We're almost the same people like in the metal band.
Okay.
Exactly the same people. Yeah, one more singer in the metal band. Yeah, and we were searching for a guitarist for the metal band. That's how Sasha came to it, because he's playing in another band with a drummer from the metal and country band called Reckless. Yeah, and he's playing the guitar there too. Yeah, so we all kind of switched. But we have the metal band still. We're also playing with the metal band. But, yeah, it's more with the country, because people dig it more.
Okay, so back to you formed a metal band, and then what happened that made you think, okay, I think we're done with metal?
No, we're not done with metal.
Okay, you're not done.
No, we're still playing shows with them.
Oh, okay.
But we recorded the last CD like 2007. We even had a short US tour
mm-hmm.
around New York, Boston, yeah, that area.
That's great.
We were there for 2 weeks.
Who organized that?
A friend of mine. He was in the military here, and I still have contact with him.
Okay.
And he invited us, and he has also a metal band called The Worst. Yeah, that's how we did that.
You toured as the metal band when you toured?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
It was 2007, and the country stuff started last year, in the summer last year. We played our first show with it, and started practicing, writing, and playing like 2008. Yeah, I don't know how it really started. Just writing some songs and people starting to dig it, and it was just for me, the first songs, and playing it and people singing along. And yeah, and then I found all these new country bands. I only knew from the old stuff. I knew Johnny Cash and Willie Nelson and all that stuff. Yeah, and somehow I discovered all that new stuff. And
so what's the reception here to your music? Do you find that there are a lot of people that are into this country stuff the same way you are? Or is it unusual for them? I mean, do you have a folk tradition in rural Germany that relates to that in any way? Or
not a folk tradition like that. People really like it, but they're not used to it. It's something like you teach them what real country music is. When people here think about country music, they think about those all with cowboy hats, and it's like playing cowboy and Indian here sometimes.
Okay.
If you go to a country festival in Germany, it could be that you see someone with a sheriff star on it and has some plastic guns, you
okay.
know what I mean?
Yes.
That's what a lot of people think about country music here, you know?
Okay.
And if you show that stuff, how we do it, or how...
There are really country festivals here like that?
Yeah.
Interesting. I'm very curious about the European interest or understanding or passion for the country western folk scene, so to speak, you know, in the United States. I find it fascinating because I want to understand what the appeal is. So, and that's why I was asking if you feel like there's people that have had a good reception to your music, but you said that they're kind of surprised because they have a different idea, kind of a stereotypical idea of what country is.
Yeah, that's more the older people, but all like us, 20 or 30 years old, and we're really influenced by America because the TV is totally American stuff and all that music, and yeah, it's like a new tradition. That's a new folk music for us too, I think.
Okay.
Because we don't know something else. The real German folk music is, I don't know, did you hear it?
I mean, you know, the accordion stuff and the Lederhosen, but I always kind of thought that was like fake. I didn't know if all of that was really...
Yeah, it's only, I don't even know the instruments, how they call it in English. It's a zither,
okay.
Accordion is in there too, and a guitar, and it's really boring music. There's
really
nothing driving it. You see it often when the Bavarian guys play something like that, yeah.
But now, interestingly, the accordion, it's everywhere I've been in Europe, there's been like people sitting on the sides of the road doing what we call busking, you know, just playing with a thing to collect money.
Mm.
There's always an accordion included in that, and I find that interesting. And then some of the country bands that I've seen recently have incorporated the accordion. Like, well, Avery plays the accordion in The Goddamn Gallows.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think who else offhand. It's not coming to me. But I see that coming back, that being incorporated into some of American country music in a way. And I find that interesting. But you don't, there's not a country accordion blend thing going on here?
Not really. No.
Okay.
I don't even like that instrument very much.
Okay.
But you hear it on a lot of CDs. I think even the string band has it on that Glory Ames song. You know what I mean? I think there's an accordion too. Yeah, it's not a bad instrument, but I don't like to have it for our music.
Okay.
And no one can play it. I think our banjo player could play it because he can play keyboard and stuff too. Yeah. But nothing for our band.
Okay. up to tour some more with your band, or I mean, what are your plans?
That's something here in Germany. I'm always trying to get shows and stuff and get connected with booking agencies. Yeah, but they really don't know that music. We had a short Benelux tour, Belgium and Holland, in January with a booking agency called Surfing Airlines, and they always bring in the American guys here too. Yeah, and that was great, but I don't know a single German booking agency only for that kind of music. Yeah, and we want to go to the US in May next year. Normally we wanted to go this summer, but the booking worked so bad, I just wanted to try it through MySpace, and a lot of people answered me. Yeah, but nothing did really work. Only private people saying, yeah, I'll get something for you, and then it didn't work. But we were asked from the guy from the Muddy Roots Festival for this year.
Mm-hmm.
But we couldn't fly over there only for one show.
Right.
And so now we postponed the tour for next May, and hopefully he'll ask us again. We were talking about that already, but it isn't fixed yet, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so maybe next May we're coming for 2 or 3 weeks to Tennessee, Texas, somewhere around there.
Okay.
We'll see.
Okay. You said you did shoot a video.
Yeah. We got one online right now that was just fun. Have you seen it? The D-Ray White?
I don't know. I can't remember.
Do you know D-Ray White? The tap dancer? Yeah.
Jesco White, father.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I did see that video. Yes.
Yeah, and he has a video where he's tapping and the banjo player is playing. Yeah, and we just did an overdub on it with our bass player and me and singing a bit. Yeah, that video is already online, but we're shooting another video for another Lonesome Blues of our first CD now. And it looks pretty old school, also with cowboy hats and stuff, but not like the German way I told you, you know, with the plastic guns and stuff. It just has to look old, like a really old video and old band. Looks kind of like the Grand Ole Opry.
Oh, really? Interesting.
Yeah, and it's almost done. Only a few parts to add to it. And making it really look old.
Who are you working with on that?
That's only us.
Oh, you're just filming it yourself?
Yeah.
Okay.
I know how to do that, and it's all self-taught, but I think it looks pretty good.
Great.
I have a green screen at home and stuff, too.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Okay. Wonderful.
I always liked that. If I wouldn't do music, I would like to do video stuff, you know?
Would you? Okay.
We also have a really good video for a metal band. It's called Machines Never Die. Got a look there on that on YouTube.
What's the name of your metal band?
Escalation Unit Chaos Engine.
Okay.
I like the long names, you know. Yes. Heinrich 13 and the Devil Crest Pickers.
So where did you come up with both of those names? What was just...
Normally, the metal band was called Chaos Engine, but I don't know when we had got that name, like in the 90s, and I didn't have internet. When I got the internet, I typed it in Google, Chaos Engine, and there were like 4 bands called like that.
Okay.
So we added the Escalation Unit. I don't know, the most people, the English-speaking people don't understand Escalation Unit, really. In Germany, it's something like
the stairs that move up?
No.
Okay.
We call it Eskalationseinheit, and it's a mixture like a unit from the military or something, like a lot of people, and the escalation is something getting more crazy, you know?
Oh, okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Like in combat, that type of thing?
Not really combat, but just like a riot or something.
Oh, okay.
And that's... We call it Eskalationseinheit, just translated it, you know?
To Escalation Unit, okay.
Someone said to me, here, in your pants, that's your unit.
Yes.
And the escalation, you know what I mean?
Okay, yeah.
They were making fun of it.
Yeah. That would be an American way of looking at that term.
That's why they all made fun of it.
Did they?
But we keep that name, I like it.
That's great. Okay, then what about Heinrich 13? Are you the 13th Heinrich?
Oh, not really. 13 was always my number.
Okay.
Even got tattooed on my neck.
Okay.
Before that Johnny Cash song, Danzig Road, you know?
Yeah.
I don't did. Rick was always my nickname. Mm-hmm. My real name is Henrik.
Okay.
But everybody called me Heinrich.
Okay.
Yeah, and the Devil Grass Pickers, that's two things. It's like the devilish way of bluegrass, you know, the Devil Grass. But Devil Grass is also, do you know the Stephen King book, The Dark Tower?
No, I don't.
That's something special from him.
Okay.
He calls it his big story. And every story of him is connected with that one.
With that one, okay.
And I really like that book. It's 7 books. Yeah, and it's a drug, the devil grass.
Okay.
People are chewing it.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And the picking is like, picking it or the picking the guitar, you know.
Sure, great, good story.
Yeah. We all also have a song about the Dark Tower. It's called In a World That Has Moved On.
Okay.
Did you hear it? Did you hear our CD?
I have heard what you have on MySpace, what you have on YouTube. I don't have your CD.
Yeah, on my,
so.
I got one for you.
Oh, okay,
I brought
great.
Some, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, and that's a song about it. I think only people that read the book understand the lyrics of that song.
That's okay. That's okay. I think everybody has a bit of obscurity in their lyrics and stuff. So in terms of the future, I mean, your hope is to do what? I mean, do you want to do your music full time? How do you feel about, you know?
I think we just have to wait and see how everything develops. We don't really have a good CD out. We only have a CD with demos and songs that won't make it on the next one. We're recording for months now, but not really recording. It's just laying around and nobody's really working on it.
Okay.
But I think it's coming out this year. It's called The Dark, and it's how can I say it? Sometimes not easy to tell in English. It has the same sound every song. The other CD I got now, it's like demos, and this song sounds like that, and this song sounds like that. The next one is really, we recorded at my home, perhaps let it mix it in the studio. Yeah, another 13 tracks. Some will be the same from the first CD because it was the demos. And yeah, we also got fiddle then on the next CD because Bob Wayne's fiddle player, Brian Ellert, Uncle Buck, when he stayed at my house, he just in first take recorded on 5 or 6 songs.
Great.
Yeah,
on what?
Awesome.
What did you guys use to record?
The whole first CD was like a 16-track recorder. And the second, we wanted to use Cubase with my laptop, notebook.
Okay.
We see how that works.
Okay.
I don't know how to use it really.
Yeah.
Some crumbs fell off an army truck. Corpses within that really suck. The dead bodies began to move as soon as the lids of the drums broke loose. Now they're attacking people and they tear them apart, infect their flesh and devour their hearts. But they're still hungry after all. Oh, something of the dead, the undead walking, they wanna eat the brain inside your head. Cities of their demise, death and doom reign in the streets, even outside in the country. Only a few survived, fighting every day for their lives. But someday every bullet will be gone. Something of the dead, the undead walk, they wanna eat the brain. Take yours instead. Oh, something of the dead, the undead walk, they wanna eat the brain inside your head. Oh, something of the dead, a virus caused their lives and now they wanna take yours instead. Something of the dead.
like a full U.S. tour ahead of you, meaning you haven't done the whole seeing the U.S., going out west, getting in a van and driving for 18 hours straight.
No, we didn't do that. But we want to do that.
Do you really want to do that?
I just bought a bus for here, for Europe.
Okay.
But we need the shows.
Okay.
Now it's playing the weekends always. But, yeah, I would like to do, like, touring 2 months of the year.
Mm-hmm.
I would be satisfied.
Okay. What do you do, like, when you're not playing?
Working.
What kind of working?
I'm selling working clothes.
Okay.
Like helmets and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, and in my hometown, it's not far away from home. Yeah, and it gives me time to record and stuff.
Great.
Right there was some country Dick Montana with The Only Whore in Town. Well, let me tell you this, neighbor. I wouldn't go to that town if there was only one fucking whore. You know what I'm saying? I enjoy whores. To me, whores are ladies. And I love ladies. All right. How about we getting set? Oh, yeah. A set's a coming. A set's a coming. Mm-hmm. Ooh. That feels real good. Now, rub my taint.
Yes, Lane.
Who's speaking, please?
Who's this?
This is Mr. Mercer. Who's this?
This is Jim Shula, the owner.
Do you own the bowling alley down there?
Yes, I do.
Well, you're the fella that I need to talk to. Listen, my boy Raymond has come down with a health problem, and we took him to the doctor, and we have traced it back to y'all's bowling balls there.
Bowling balls?
Your bowling balls, yes, sir, Bob. But did he got some nail fungus from the holes in your bowling balls on his fingernails? And now he spread it to his nose. And it kind of got into his private areas down there. We were talking to the doctor, and he said that there was two or three other people that had come down with the same thing, and he was wondering about it, and we got to looking into it, and every one of them had come by your daggone bowling alley and bowled.
I'll tell you what, this first I've heard of it in 5 years, or even since this place has been in existence.
Well, he lost 3 fingernails already, and the worst thing about it is, Jim, he lost his job down to the Sonic because his fingers was grossing out the customers because they was losing his nails and everything. So
I don't understand that.
Well, maybe you'd understand if I told you that we could work this out one of two ways. You owe me right now $114 for the money that boy would have made last week, plus $27.50 for fungi medicine.
And?
Well, and then you're going to have to keep paying it for every week that he can't go back to work. He's healing up, but he can't go back in for a while. We can either handle it that way, or I just come down there and whoop your daggum ass.
Well, I think you better get a lawyer or something, because I can't see why it's from my bowling balls.
It's from your daggum bowling balls is what the doctor said. It was a nail fungus from down there.
Let me talk to you.
Caused your daggum fingernails to fall off.
Name.
I'll be on you like a swarm of bees if we can't get this took care of.
Let me talk to the doctor. I want to talk to
you. Listen, I tell you what, you're going to either settle this with me or we're going to have us a squaring off.
Well, you come on down and we'll talk about it. We sure will talk about it.
There ain't going to be no talking about it. I need $114 for the money that boy would have made this last week, plus about $27.50 for the daggum medicine for him. And that's going to be out of your pocket till it heal up and he can get back to work.
I want to talk to the doctor.
Well, you're going to talk to me, and I'm going to knock your teeth down your throat so far you're going to have to drop your pants to chew your food. That's the way it's going to work with me. Doctor said it wasn't the first case of it down here. You spread nail fungus from your daggone bowling ball.
That's the first I've ever heard of nail fungus from bowling ball.
Well, by God, you've heard of it now. It's going to cause you to have about 3 or 4 pot knots on your head. How big a boy are you?
I didn't worry about it. Let me have the doctor's telephone number. Why don't you let me talk to the doctor?
You ain't going to talk to the doctor, daggummit. What are you going to tell him?
I want to ask him what it is from there. Why does he's the only one out of, I got over 500 people that come in here a week, and you tell me it's from my bowling balls.
Yes, sir. And it spread up to his nose and the crack in his butt.
No, I can't see that.
How big a feller are you?
Hey, I'm off.
You going to be there all day long?
I'll be there. Come on down.
Well, by God, I'll be down there.
Okay, come on down.
I'll talk to you.
I sure will.
All right, because I guarantee you, I'm going to get this money out of you, or I might just have you call this daggum Sonic manager and fess up that the used bowling balls was the one that's causing this thing. The Sonic manager, maybe he could put him back to work in there with rubber gloves and, you know, stuffing hot dogs in buns and such.
What's your boy's name?
My boy's name is Raymond Mercer. He works for a fella down to the Sonic named Nick Barnett.
Real stars, they're still stars when you're a long way from home. They look a bit different through the clouds or wind blowing in the moon. Hanging around just like an old friend. It's listening to the whispering from the darkness within. Well, I can see about hell and the 7 deadly sins. They hang like a gun, always threatening. But tonight, in this wind, with the stars up above, to make
return in the dead of the night to the whispering who's listening I might never get right. But since I've been free in the night all alone, of the children born dead and the wives all long gone, and the whiskey and the women and the sin bearing in, I return to the whispering of that young man within. If you bite it more than you can chew, you know you gotta chew like him. And no matter what you've been through, baby, chew like. If you bite it more than you can chew, you know you gotta.
Look down the dark. man, did you go in that slaughter room or whatever they call it? The place where they shoot the cattle in the head with that big air gun thing.
Oh, that gun's no good.
I was in there once with my uncle.
No way. With a sledge. See, that was better. They died better that way.
How come? I thought the gun was better.
Oh, no.
Motherfuckers, we started off this set with a band all the way from Australia. Seems like I've been getting a lot of Australian music lately, and it seems like the motherfuckers in Australia know how to honk and talk. Anyway, did a song by the group Chuck's Wagon, and the song was called Chew Like Hell, and it's off the CD Lipstick and Sin, two of my favorite things besides drinking and fucking. And we followed it with Antic Clay, and it was off the CD Hilarious Death Blues, and the song was called Look Down the Dark Barrel. And that's something I'm familiar with, folks. I'm not too proud to admit, and all jokes aside, it's something I'm familiar with. As I told you guys before on MySpace, or not MySpace, but fucking Facebook, when I got in that spat with, what's that cocksucker's name? Fuck, I forget his name. It was all to do with me in a post, don't wear condoms and share your needles when shooting your dope. Nick something.
he's a half-assed motherfucker. It's not even worth mentioning his name because I really don't know it. Anyways, I've looked down Dark Barrel many times. And, you know, I was addicted to heroin. And one time, me and my friend, we were totally smacked out. His name is Rob. And, we were fucked up for days, shooting, stealing, doing shady shit that we shouldn't have been doing, and I'm, to this day, I'm fucking ashamed and disgusted, and a lot of people don't know about that side of me, because I bury it deep. Deep, I say. But anyways, we went and got some shit from a new guy that we never bought from before because our dealer was out of town. And I was supposed to do the first injection. And then he started making me feel guilty. And said it was his needle and blah, 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 blah. So he gets to do the first one. And I shot him with it, and he overdosed and died. And it was at my hands, and it's something that's haunted me for many, many years, and, you know, because it was supposed to be mine. It's like I escaped death, but yet I killed my best friend at the time. And anyways, get back to the song. Look down the dark barrel. I've done that. I've looked down the barrel of a gun. I had guns in my mouth when I was going through a big suicidal stage. And one night, I had a 12-gauge loaded, inserted in my mouth. I jacked around in, pulled the trigger, and I'll be goddamn if nothing happened. I am really clueless why it didn't go off. But needless to say, that's in my past, and it's something I deal with every day. And let's get back to the, fuck, where was I? Oh, yes. The last song, which was by Phantom of the Black Hills, and it was off their new CD, Born to Gun, which I got in the mail last week, and the song was called Whorehouse, something that I may have or may not have visited numerous times, and something I may have or may not have worked in as a young, addicted lad. Fuck. Anyway, it's a good CD, and I do enjoy it. I do believe it is their second CD, and go to their MySpace page and get you a free download over there off their new CD, and the song is Confessions of a Barn Burner. So get over their MySpace page and check it out at myspace.com/ Phantom of the Black Hills. Fuck, I shouldn't have told you all that story. I'm bummed out, and I hope you guys ain't bummed out. Let's go ahead and get in this next set. Oh, before I forget, next week our guest will be Gabe Zander. If you don't know him, get ready, motherfuckers, for a punk rock redneck. Yeah.
I've tried so hard, my dear, to show that you're my every dream. Yet though
it rocks hard. Why can't I free your doubtful mind and melt your cold, cold heart?
Telling you it was mine, 'cause there was nothing worse. She got the best of me first, and now I'm alone, and I witnessed a crime. If someone ups and walks away, is that a sin? I have no doubt she'll do another man in. I'd walk a mile to tell and testify I fell. I'm serving time in hell, oh, I witnessed a crime. I wanna say it came as a surprise when she allowed the looks of other men's eyes. And now I'm alone and I witnessed a crime. It's left me walking across this empty floor. I just don't know if I can take it anymore. My thoughts won't let me be, my heart's abandoned me, and the memories won't deny that I witnessed a crime. And the memories won't deny that I witnessed a crime.
I put the word out so high school chicks would come. Just because you fuckers don't have dicks doesn't make it right for you to be here, you know?
Dummy butts.
Yesterday you thought you were Peter the Great with all your troops. And only yesterday you thought your name shall be curved in stone. But how slowly goes a man for a shy kind of guy that you have become tonight. You've never been in this room of your mind. And only yesterday you were possessed by luck, and you knew no fear. And your savage wit, where did it go? Where did it disappear? And how slowly goes the night for a shy kind of guy that you have become tonight. Oh, how strange to see you cry.
We started off this set with the Bluegrass Boogeymen, and they are out of the Netherlands. And this CD that I got this song off of, Cold Cold Heart, is called Hits of Hank Williams. Now, how awesome is that? I mean, Hank Williams is respected in all kinds of motherfucking countries. I mean, it's awesome. And yet, he is not a member of the Grand Ole Opry. So what you folks can do is get to reinstatehank.org and sign that petition and tell them, hey, we want him in the Opry, motherfucker. That's right. And following that was Johnny Cash with I Witnessed a Crime with Billy Gibbons from ZZ Top. And that was off the CD American Outtakes, which Trigger Man over at SavingCountryMusic.com let all of us fine folks know, A, this CD is up for free download for a limited time. I don't know if you can still download it for free or not, but get over there and check it out and see if you can. The link still might be up. Thanks, Trigger. And we ended the set with some gypsy punk for you gypsy motherfuckers. We ended it with Gogol Bordello with Shy Kind of Guy, Something That I Am. I am painfully shy until you get to know me. And then I just open up like a fucking book. Yes, I know it's hard to believe, but I am shy. Buy me a drink. Take me to dinner. and then I will sparkle like fireworks on Chinese New Year. How about that? All right, well, how about we get in this last set, and then we'll get into the CD review by Big Jug. So, hell yes, I say. I don't like it when you touch me in my private parts, Coach Thornton. Makes me real uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And this song right here goes out to that handsome bass slapper in Hank 3's band. You know him, Zach Shedd. This one's for you there, fella. Starting off this last set here was Those Poor Bastards with Wealth is Death. And that's off their new CD, Gospel Haunted. Followed that with Jawbone with Trouble on My Doorstep. And ended it with Moreau Crossing with their rendition of Purple Rain. Alright, that's going to be it for the show. But before I go, I'm going to give you a CD review on Big Jug's CD. The name of it is It's Okay. Now, it's their second CD, and this one has 6 tracks. They all are kick-ass, good, dirty country. If you want to get it, pick it up at iTunes or CD Baby. And Big Jugs is Vegas, Washington, Leroy Dynamite, Woodburn Burnwood, The Deacon, and Aloysius. And I'm going to start with 50 Feet,
and then I'll end it with Ghost Train. So I recommend this CD to add to your collection. I give it 2 thumbs up. Hell yeah. So here we go. And I'll see you folks next week on episode 59 with Gabe Zander.
Treasure too amazing for my bell. Oh, and it was 50 feet to the bottom of Galway. I worked myself tired, mess to keep her living just outside our means. That night I'd walk out back and pray maybe God would answer all her dreams. I'd wish upon the well of mine for pennies in and listen as they fell on down, all 50 feet to the bottom of that well. Started hearing round about my girl messing round with every other guy at the saloon. Well, I caught her there one night and she said that her ass was sick of me. Said she'd be gone by afternoon. That morning she just disappeared, no note or explanation left behind. Some folks had asked where she had gone. I'd lie and say she left me for a guy. Tell you where she is today, 44 feet closer than most to hell. Cause it's 50 feet to the bottom of our well. Yeah, I'll tell you where she is today, 44 feet closer than most to hell. Oh, cause it's 50 feet to the bottom of my well. Yes, it's 50 feet to the bottom of my well. Yes, it's 50 long feet to the bottom of my well.
Oh, look, can't you leave me alone? I got a terrible hangover. I never had one as bad as this before. Unfamiliar place.
Want to make an impact online, GoDaddy.com has what you need. .com names as low as $1.99. Plus, the world-class hosting, fast and easy website builders, and much, much more. Plus, when you enter the code POD149 when you check out, you'll save an additional 10% off your web hosting order. Get your piece of the internet at GoDaddy.com. Some restrictions apply. See site for details.